Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Hourglass of Isabella. I'm really excited because today we are going to be reading page 25 of the missing CIA document known as the Gateway Report. This was a document that was based around the concept of astral projection and what the powers of that could really be in the universe and how that could be used, you know, in a government kind of a military way was the focus of why it was there. However, this report has been unclassified, so it was made in the 80s. It's been unclassified for a while, but this page, page 25, was missing. A lot of people speculated, why was this? Well, this page has been found, and we are going to be reading it to you here today. And in fact, I'm excited because I've not read it before either, so this will be new for me as well. So let's get into this. Page 25 of the Gateway Report. Absolute as a model around which the evolution of time-space revolves to ultimately attain a reflection of and union with him. That thought model, which perfectly reflects the essence or spirit of the Absolute, fits the Christian metaphysical description of the Holy Spirit. Finally, our description of the universal hologram, the torus of creation and evolution, is neither new nor original. Its use as the figure of the universe, of creation developing in evolution, is found in various stylized representations in virtually every religious system of antiquity, whether the Eastern or Western derivation. Whether it is the stylized labyrinth, once popular in the Hellenic world, the spiralized version of the Hebrew tree of life, or its Hindu counterpart, or the Chinese spiral through the fourfold powers, the ultimate meaning is the same. Mystics the world over, it seems, have perceived the universal hologram in the same spiral form and have incorporated that intuitive knowledge in their religious writings from antiquity to the present. 35. Left brain limitations. 20th century physics would seem to be revisiting the insights belonging to mankind as far back as written records can take us. The only difference is that 20th century physics is using a left brain, linear, quantitative style of reasoning to approach the same knowledge which the mystics of old apparently acquired in a holistic, intuitional, right brain style. As a tool in the hands of our left brain culture, Gateway would seem to be a promising method for achieving the intuitive, holistic type of interface with the universal hologram needed to provide the context that thinkers like Einstein have sought in their labors to discover a unified field theory in physics. For persons in our profession whose concerns revolve around strategic issues, tactical questions, and matters of managerial form and system, access to a new world of intuitive perception and self-reflection would seem to offer, in the long term, the means by which to know in a truly objective way. This is so because of the self-imposed limitations to balanced perception and objective logic which our cultural and personal physiological subjectivity imposes when we use the strictly left-brain thinking style could be offset by the holistic form of perceptive association with altered states of consciousness. To the extent that we come to perceive ourselves fully in the context of that portion of the universal hologram which is the reflection of ourselves, to that extent we release ourselves from a prison of subjectivity. 36. Self-knowledge. It was axiomatic to the mystic philosophers of old that the first step in personal maturity could be expressed in the aphorism, "Know thyself." To them, the education of man undertook as its primary step of achievement of an introverted focus so that he learned what was within himself before attempting to approach the outside world. They rightly assumed he could not effectively evaluate and cope with the world until he fully understood his personal psychological balance. The insights being provided by the 20th century psychology in this context through the use of various kinds of personality testing seem to be a revalidation of its ancient intuition. But no personality test or series of tests will ever replace the depth of fullness of a perception of self which can be achieved when the mind alters its state of consciousness sufficiently to perceive the very hologram of itself which it has projected into the universe in its proper context as part of the universal hologram in totally holistic and intuitional way. This would seem to be one of the real promise of the gateway experience, from the standpoint of its ability to provide a portal through which, based on months, if not years, of practice, the individual will pass in his search build to find self, personal effectuality, and truth in the larger sense. So there it is, guys. That's the, that is page 25 of the Gateway Project, the page that was missing for so long that we now have. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it with me. I've really enjoyed it, so I'm going to read over it again to see what I can kind of get out of that. There's some really interesting things within that. If you want to find the whole report in its fullness, it is available on Vice. I will actually put a link below on the podcast. But thank you again for joining me, guys, tonight. Without further ado, good night and sleep tight.